وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة، كل ضلالة في النار. We have the class from the book of منظومة أصول الفقه وقواعده للشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى. Before we start the class, two questions. First question: what year did الشيخ عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى die? 14 21. Yes. How many years from his death time? 80 years. Rahimahullah ta'ala. Second question. We mentioned one thing which shows that Quran is a speech of Allah. What was that thing? Who remember? Na'am. Saifullah, go ahead. أحسنت أحسنت بارك الله فيك. Yes, that is great benefit, very great benefit, that even though the some of the ayat of the Quran, some of the surah of the Quran looks like the poem, the shi'r, by ending at the same letter, which only who make a shi'r, who make poem, the eloquent people who know the language. Not everybody. And the Arabs used to have competition. Well, nowadays, used to have competition. Who is more eloquent in the Arabic language, who can make shi'r. So, the best of them in language, in their own language, was not able to avoid mistake when making shi'r poem, whether it's adding a word which is not relevant, it has nothing to do with that subject, or mistaking, putting a wrong vowel, or bringing a wrong letter, and the like. Sometimes even bringing sentence which has nothing to do with it, it's just to complete the poem. When you look the Quran, there is nothing, no extra letter, no extra vowel, nothing is missing, no extra word, letter of sentence, nothing. Even though it has the same form of the shi'r, it has the same form. Therefore, it shows that this itself is a proof that the Quran must be the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Would have been a book of human, that would have been mistake. Because human are human. Human are human. That means they are not perfect, they are not complete. Naam. So, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, who is the best of human, rather the best of the creation, even sometimes he used to forget, sallallahu alayhi salam, the Quran in the salah. One time he forgot, it was not easy. Starts to recite, and he said, "Where is Ubay after Salah? Where you been with us? Why you don't? I forget as you forget." The Prophet ﷺ said. So al-muhim, for not having one single mistake, the Quran, whatever it may be, language, meaning, letters, rules, nothing, information is. Then this is everyone with a very logic, yani is intellectual proof that the Quran must be the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the people, the Arabs, in order to avoid to be blamed for having mistakes in their poem, they make a rule. They say, this is the necessity of the shi'r, of the poem. You want to make a poem, you have to have mistake. So to have way out, nobody blame them. They say, when it's normal talk, yes, we shouldn't make mistake. This is our language. When it's normal talk, nathrul kalam. But when we want to make ram, want to make poem, want to make this, it has rules to be sweet, to be have the same ending, to have the same beginning, to have, no, that has, we have to decorate it basically. Make it beautiful. With who? With putting something which is not even there. Al-Muhim. So that's one benefit. طيب. We move to the next class, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى الدين جاء لسعادة البشر والانتفاء الشر عنهم والضرر فكل أمر نافع قد شرعه وكل ما يضرنا قد منعه ومع تساوي ضرر ومنفعة يكون ممنوعا لدرء المفسدة وكل ما كلفه قد يسرى من أصله وعند عارض طراء فاجلب لتيسير بكل ذي شطط فليس في الدين الحنيف من شطط وما استطعت تفعل من المأمور واجتنب الكل من المحظور والشرع لا يلزم قبل العلم دليله فعل المصيف افتهم لكن إذا فرط في التعلم فذا محل نظر فلتعلم وكل ممنوع فللضرورة يباح والمكروه عند الحاجة لكن ما حرم للذريعة يجوز للحاجة كالعرية وما نهي عنه من التعبد أو غيره أفسد لا تردد فكل نهي عاد للذوات أو للشروط مفسدا سياتي وإن يعود لخارج كالعمة فلن يضر ففمن العلة. الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى said الدين جاء لسعادة البشر. The religion of Islam has came لسعادة البشر for the happiness and the success of a human. Allah sent down his religion for that reason. لسعادة البشر, for the happiness of a human. So the human to have happiness in this life and the hereafter. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the deen. وَالْإِنْتِفَاءِ شَرِّ عَنْهُ وَالضَّرَرِ. And also Allah sent down the religion. The religion, Islam, came لِنْتِفَاءِ الشَّرِّ, for the prevention of evil, وَالضَّرَرِ and harm. To prevent the evil and the harm from the people, from the human. This is one principle. Have that in mind. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent down the Quran, sent down the hadith for that reason, to benefit us. So we avoid all harmful things and evil things. And on the other hand, to get all kind of happiness in this life and the hereafter. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who believe, answer Allah and His Messenger when He call you to that which gives you life. Lima yuhyikum, that which gives you life. Obey Allah Azza wa Jal and obey His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when He calls you to that which gives you life. لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. This is the aqeedah that the companion of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took it and believed it. That every command in the deen of Allah, everything that Allah legislate is for our benefit. Therefore, they used to rejoice whenever there is new revelation. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَ السُّورَةَ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتُهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يستبشرون. Those who had iman, when Allah sent down verse, surah, they used to rejoice. Oh, good news today. Allah forbade this. Allah commanded this. This verse was revealed. Prophet ﷺ said such and such because they have this principle. الدين جاء لسعادة البشر. The religion has came for the success, for the happiness of the human. والانتفاء شر عنه والضرر, and for the prevention of evil and harm. All the deen is based on that. All it is command is based on that. And the more you know the deen, the more you have certainty on this foundation. نعم. فَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ نَافِعٍ قَدْ شَرَعَ. Therefore, فَأَسَبَبِيَّةٌ. Therefore, because of that, كُلُّ أَمْرٍ نَافِعٍ, every beneficial matter, قَدْ شَرَعَ, it legislated. Every beneficial matter, every beneficial issue, every beneficial thing was legislated. وَكُلُّ مَا يَضُرُّنَا قَدْ مَنَعَ. And everything which hurt us was prohibited. The religion came for the success of human and for prevention of evil and harm. Therefore, every beneficial thing is legislated. And everything which hurt us is prohibited. So, everything in the deen that Allah forbade because it hurt us. And everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command is because it benefits us. And yet you say, look, everything in the deen, sometimes it's clear to us, sometimes it's not very clear. Sometimes it's clear to the people of knowledge, not to the rest. Naam. And sometimes only Allah knows why He legislates that thing. But again, we have the general principle, whatever Allah legislates, legislate for the benefit of the human, legislate to prevent harm from the human, from the people. The Shaykh said, وَمَعْ تَسَاوِي ضَرَرٍ وَمَنْفَعَ يَكُونُ مَمْنُوعًا لِلدَّرْءِ الْمَفْسَدَةِ. And when there is, when the harm is equal to the benefit, يَكُونُ مَمْنُوعًا لِلدَّرْءِ الْمَفْسَدَةِ, that thing which has, it has harm and it has benefit. When something has pure benefit, what is the ruling in the Sharia? Allow it or not allow it? Allow it, recommended. When something has pure evil, allow it or unallow it? Unallow it. Now, these are two very clear. How about when it's equal? When you look in a way, it has good. When you go in another way, it has bad. And it even. It equal, it's even. Not allow it. Because, نعم, لدار المفسدة, to avoid corruption. Why you being commanded to do something which if you do it, the harm and the benefit is the same. At least it's wasting time. Right or wrong. So this is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you have those things. One thing which all of it is good was recommended. Another thing, all of it is evil, was forbade. Another thing, there is evil and good, there is bad and benefit. The benefit is more, is legislated. Another one, the harm is more, it's forbidden. Another one is equal, is forbidden. Everything is based on that. فَاجْلِبْ لِي وَكُلُّ مَا كَلَّفَهُ قَدْ يُسِّرَ مِنْ أَصْلِهِ وَعِنْدَ عَارِضٍ طَرَعَ. And everything that he made binding, person must do it, قَدْ يُسِّرَ, it was made easy. It is origin, the origin is, was easy. مِنْ أَصْلِهِ, its origin is easy. Everything binding on everything, mandatory, everything to legislate, require to perform it, required to avoid it, it was made easy. The beginning was made easy. وَعِنْدَ عَارِضٍ طَرَى. Also when there is occasional, there is a reason to make more easy, Allah made more easy. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mandatory on us first to pray how many prayers day and night? 50 prayers. 50. Allah made easy. To how much? To just 5. Still getting the same reward of 50 prayers. 5. Okay. This 5 itself, someone may be sick. He can't pray standing. It was made easy. Pray sitting down. He cannot pray sitting, pray laying down. Naam. Fasting was made easy. 12 months. 1 month. 1 month. 11 months. If you fast, it's optional. You get the reward. If you don't, nothing is on you. 1 month, night time, no fasting. Daytime is fast. So it's easy. 11 months you eat, you drink, it's not it's still sufficient. Okay, also the rest of that month, the night. Taib. And there is oh, sometimes the person, he travel, thirsty and suffering. Or sometimes the person gets sick. Allah made easy. So whenever you recover, fast it, make it up. Whenever you recite, fast it. So that is the deen of Allah. Origin, everything was made easy. And if there is a reason to make it more easy because of the situation of someone, was also made easy. Everything, nothing is hard to apply in Islam, nothing. But if there is a reason, because of your situation, you cannot perform it, you are not able, Allah made it easy. Until you are in a situation that you can't apply. Then the Shaykh said, فَاجْلِبْ لِتَيْسِيرٍ بِكُلِّ ذِي شَطَطٍ فَلَيْسَ فِي الدِّينِ الْحَنِيفِ مِنْ شَطَطٍ. Therefore, obtain easiness in everything which there is shatat, which there is hardship, difficulty. The Shaykh seems mainly addressing the fuqaha, the ulama, those who making judgments and giving fatwa verdict to the people to consider this situation. Because this principle cannot be applied by everybody. No. فَلَيْسَ فِي الدِّينِ الْحَنِيفِ مِنْ شَطَطٍ. Because there is no in the religion a hardship. There is no difficult. The religion is easy. الْمَشَقَّةُ تَجْلِبْ التَّيْسِيرِ. Just like with the example. The person who was he was supposed to pray standing, he gets sick, okay, pray sitting down. He cannot pray every salah on his right time, okay, combine Dhuhr and Asr. Combine Maghrib and Isha to make it easy. You cannot use the water. It's very cold or too hot or you physically sick. Okay, make tayammum. So you still remain connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah azza wa jal. And so that's an issue that the deen of Allah is easy. Originally it's easy and when there is a situation, it also was made easy. So many ayat in Quran. Yuridu Allahu bikum. Allah wishes for you easiness. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah doesn't want for you hardship. لا. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجْ. Allah didn't make in the religion what? حَرَجْ. What's حَرَجْ? Difficult. Allah didn't make in the religion difficult. If you think it's difficult, it's either because you don't know it. You consider a religion something which is not a religion, or there is other things. It's not a difficult, it's you who think it's a difficult. Sometimes a person may think it's from religion, something which is not from religion. And it's really a burden, it's very difficult. Example, they mentioned there was a woman who attended, one a sister attended a class, a lecture given by a sheikh. And this woman, she was those who used to have al-istihada, continuous blood, not stopping. Some women, they have that. So, she had this belief, every prayer she has to take a shower. She has to take ghusl. And then she attended, she was doing that 17 years, 16 or 17 years. Every prayer, she take a shower, she take a ghusl. Because that's what she considered, that is the only like a woman who had menses ended. She must take ghusl, right or wrong. The same way she thought. Then she attended that lecture and she heard the sheikh saying, and those women, they make wudu for every prayer. At the beginning of every prayer, whenever she wants, she make wudu. No ghusl. The ghusl is only when that kind, when it is the days of menses, that blood, menses, that's ghusl. But not that other blood, because that's normal, like wounding. She started screaming, crying in the middle of the, everybody came, what happened? She mentioned this is what she used to do, 17 years taking shower, every prayer. Now the sheikh said, that's not, I don't have to do that. I can just make wudu. Naam. So, naam, it was not easy for her. But that's not from the deen. And the like, just an example. The sheikh said, وَمَسْتَطَعْتَفْعَلْ مِنَ الْمَأْمُورِ وَاجْتَنِبِ الْكُلَّ مِنَ الْمَحْضُورِ. Avoid, do act upon what you able of commands. Whatsoever you able from the commands, apply it. Act upon it. وَاجْتَنِبِ الْكُلَّ مِنَ الْمَحْضُورِ. And avoid all of the prohibitions. So here you have a command, fulfill it based on your capability. You able, fulfill all of it. You are not able based on what you are able. On the other hand, you have here prohibition. Allah forbade this, avoid all of it. Not what you are able. You are able. Allah forbade something, you are able to leave it. It's very, you are able to leave it. Leave all of it. As for the commands, fulfill based on, if you are able, fulfill all of it. You are not, then based on your capability. So, for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command to fast Ramadan. You fast it. You are not able all of it. Some days you are able, fast those days. The other days make it up. For instance. Because this is a command. You have to fulfill all of it. 30 days or 29 days of the month has to be. So if you are not able, then what are you able? Al-maysuru لا يسقط بالمعصور. Because you are not able all of it, that will not justify not to act upon what you are able. طيب. As for prohibition, Allah forbade alcohol, leave all of it. Don't say, you know what, let me just test, don't test it. Let me drink half, let me drink a light one, not the strong one. La. This is haram. وَاجْتَنِبِ الْكُلَّ مِنَ الْمَحْضُورِ. Here's a question. Why, when it comes to the command, we fulfill all of it, we're not able, at least, we fulfill what we're able. While on the other hand, as for prohibition, we have to avoid all of it. Not to do some of it. No, all of it. Period. Why? What is the difference? Naam. Barakallahu fiqh. Hasant, Hasan. Because what was commanded is good for you. It was commanded because it's good for you. So if you cannot get all of it, get at least what you can get. Right or wrong. Someone he said to you, take this money. You thought it's $100. But by the time you see it's 50. What do? You leave it or you take it? You take it. Yes. You wish to have it to be 100, but you have 50. Even if it's $1, even if it's 1 cent, what do you lose? You benefit. So as for the command, was commanded for the benefit. Apply all of it. Get all of it. You cannot, at least what you can. As for prohibition, was forbade because of the harm. Leave all of it. Not accept some harm. Naam. Yes, it was forbade to to drink the poison, right away you die. You say, okay, let me consume some of it. La, avoid all of it. So that's why, as for the commands, it has to be applied and attain all of it. If not able, then whatever is able. As for prohibition, haram, avoid it. Don't involve, because it's harm. Naam. Then the Shaykh said, rahimahullah, والشرع لا يلزم قبل العلم دليله فعل المسيء فافتهمي. The Sharia, the legislation, is not binding on the person before the knowledge. Till he becomes in a state of knowledge, he knows. And the proof of that is the action of the man who corrupted his prayer. So know that. The Shaykh saying the legislation, the commands, is not binding on the person. Means person will not be held into accountable for not applying before he get to come to know, if he doesn't know it. Someone who, alhamdulillah, Muslim, met him outside now, and he said, what is this? This is a masjid called Masjid Tawheed. Why? We Muslims. What's Muslims about? It's to believe la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no true God but the Creator. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Tell me about Muhammad, what he did. This is the way he was. He was this. You know what? I choose this religion. Take me to the masjid. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah. We're very happy. Wallah, alhamdulillah, wal minna. After Isha, this brother, he takes his car, he go back. And then close his gas station, he drink alcohol. In the morning we find him, yes, now. Will he be punished for drinking alcohol? That person? No. Why? He didn't know it. That's what it means. وَالشَّرْعُ لَا يَلْزَمُ قَبْلَ الْعِلْمِ. Anything the person doesn't know it. He has no knowledge about prohibition, the command. Nothing is on him. Until he come to know. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ. Rasulullah said, we are not punishing until we send a messenger. Allah is not punishing any human before Allah sent a messenger to establish the proof against that person. Taib, this is one rule. The Shaykh, he mentioned proof. Here, this principle is a principle. Each one has a proof. The origin is not to mention a proof. Because this is what this book is about. Each principle has so many proofs, not even one. But this sentence, the Shaykh, he mentioned the proof. Is it because he is going to complete the poem with the benefit of giving us example? Or he really mean for a reason? He said, دَلِيلُهُ فِعْلُ الْمُصِيِّ فَافْتَهِمِ. The proof of that the legislation is not binding until the person is upon knowledge, is the action of the one who corrupted his prayer. There was a man, Rafi bin Khalid, or Khalid bin Rafi, who is his name? One of the Sahaba, he came to the masjid. Prophet was sitting with some of his companions. And then the man, he prayed in the wrong way. When he finished Salah, he came to the Prophet and he said, Assalamu alaikum. Prophet said to him, Wa alaikum assalam, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray because you didn't pray. The man, he did again, he did third time. Then he said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَا أُحْسِنُ غَيْرَ هَذَا فَعَلِّمْنِ. By the one who sent it with truth, I do not know better than this. Teach me. Prophet, he taught him. This hadith, famous hadith, hadith al-Musi'i salatahu. The hadith of the man who corrupted his prayer. It's in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim. Here is a question. Why this hadith is a proof that the legislation is not binding on the person until he knows? Who can figure out? Where shows it from this hadith that this man, there was nothing on him until he came to know? Naam, Hussein. Because he said, teach me, I don't know. Okay. Abdul Aziz. Ahsant. Barakallahu fiik. Very good. It's because the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't command this sahabi. From the time you become Muslim, make up all those prayers you're missing. You corrupted it. You know. Only the one that time is there, that one, the one he commanded, because now is the time of the prayer, that prayer. But what he prayed before that time, that month, that year, Prophet didn't command him to make it up. Why? لأن الشرع لا يلزمه قبل العلم. Yes, higher is the question. But the Prophet, he said, go pray because you didn't pray. How? If there was nothing on him. It's because he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go pray because you didn't pray. Why? Because this is the time of the salah. Still is the time of the salah. For instance, let we say, someone now enters. He mistakes the Isha prayer, the Maghrib prayer. He prayed in a wrong way. The Muslim who accepts, or some, who accepted, or somebody who we believe he didn't know, he had no way to know how to pray. This is the way. We will come to that there is some exceptional, but now he didn't know how to pray. He prayed Asr that way, he prayed Maghrib that way. Now if we tell him, go back, pray, means because now it's still is Maghrib time. He's a Muslim, he has to pray. That's why. Otherwise, Prophet, he didn't tell him, go back, pray those salat you miss in your lifetime. Is this understandable? That's the reason. Yeah, why Prophet, he command now, go back and pray, is because now is the time of the salah. He has to perform this salah. He has to perform. Therefore, if someone accepts Islam and he cannot recite Fatiha, which is a pillar for salah, what should he say in standing? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So he makes tasbih. It's not because since you don't know how to, you now become Muslim, nothing is on you. No. So, because now is the time. But it's not being asked what the... So, the Shaykh said, دليل وفعل المصيف فافتهم. And there are others. You remember Sahabi, Umar رضي الله تعالى عن, and Ammar. They were travelers. And they had janaba. And Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, what he used to do, he used to pray on his way. Without making tayammum. Because that time tayammum was not legislated and they didn't have water. And Ammar, he used to drag him, what to do? Roll over in the dirt, like the way the camel do. So he said, since taking shower, the water has to reach all body, make the dirt reach all the body. Then they mentioned that to Prophet. Prophet, he mentioned, yakana yakfika. أن تقول هكذا فضرب بيديه على الأرض الحديث Prophet didn't command those two sahabi to make up those prayers they were doing that way. Is this understandable? A woman came to the Prophet and she said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, إني أستحاض فأدعو الصلاة, or the word of the hadith. She mentioned that she has istihada, that kind of woman who the blood is continuous. She said, I have this and I leave the salah. Prophet ﷺ taught her to pray the salah and how he should perform the salah, that she making wudu every prayer time. Is this understandable? Prophet ﷺ, he didn't command her what? To make up those prayers. And the like. So that's the person who didn't know it. Person who didn't know these things. It's from the easiness of the deen of Islam, nothing is on him. But here the Shaykh said, لكن إذا فرط في التعلم فذا محل نظر فالتعلم. However, if the person is negligent in learning, he neglected to learn. Yes, he's ignorant, but he's the cause of the ignorance to himself. The Shaykh said, فذا محل نظر فالتعلم. As for this, then there is... Meaning there is consideration on this situation. Meaning he may be hauled into account. Yes. So somebody, he is the one who neglected to learn. Rather, he doesn't even want to learn. He rejected to study. He rejected to learn. He say he doesn't. After that, the mistake he happened, which he could have learned. He take the responsibility. Like one of my students, I remember this. He used to attend class. I didn't see him. Akhi, you don't come to the class. What happened? He said, to be honest, I don't want to learn and then I don't apply and then I'm punished for that. That's why I don't attend class. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. So if you don't learn and you remain ignorant, you commit crime, you don't obey Allah, do you think you're in safe side? Why Allah create you? Allah created and provides you to worship Him. You cannot worship Allah without learning. He commanded you to learn. How you ignore it? How you intentionally leave it off? Then why the Muslims are learning? So this is wrong. So this person, what he fell into of mistake is, if he corrupted his prayer, he taking the responsibility because he neglected. For instance, someone he hears, such is shirk, is committing shirk, is a kufr, he hears that. On the other hand, he hears some people say, no, it's okay. He doesn't look for it. He doesn't say, you know what, this is they, someone are saying it's kufr, let me make sure. He, no. Someone, for instance, the ulama, they give example, someone who has a doubt. Is this permissible? It's not permissible. He's not sure. He will be held into account if he doesn't ask the people of knowledge. Because this is a sign of negligence. He's not sure if this is haram to have this deal, not to. It can be, it cannot. Then he go. He said, may not be haram. If he mistake, he will be held into account because he make negligence of knowing it. And the like. Someone, as the Sheikh Uthaymeen and the ulama, Lajna Daim, they give example. For a woman or someone who doesn't pray until maybe 70 years, 80 years old. In a country that people, they pray early age and it's known, and this person said he thought 18 is the age limit to pray. That will not be accepted. How come you are environment and you live among the Muslims and this, and now you're saying you don't think Salah is mandatory on you until 18 year old? You need to make up all those prayers. Because you make negligence. Somebody who didn't pay zakah, thinking he doesn't have to pay. He come to know, if he make negligence, he heard some ulama saying he has to pay, or people differing, or he had a doubt, oh, I have a lot of money, is that it? And he doesn't go after that. They say he make a negligence. So that's another issue. But if the person has no way to know, it didn't come to his mind, no one called him to it, he didn't have a doubt, then لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. نعم, nothing is on him. لكن إذا فرط في التعلم فذا محل نظر في التعلم. Then the Sheikh said, وكل ممنوع فللضرورة يباح والمكروه عند الحاجة. وكل ممنوع فللضرورة يباح. كل ممنوع يباح للضرورة. وكل ممنوع فيباح للضرورة. والمكروه عند الحاجة. The Sheikh said, and every prohibition and every prohibition is permissible in the necessities. In the state of necessity, every prohibition will be permissible. So here you have something haram, impermissible, it's not allowed. But the person who is in a state of necessity to use, then it will be permissible. Na'am, someone who was eating, or someone who has nothing to eat, and then he found dead animal. Dead animal is haram, the meat, the land animal, not the sea animal, not the fish. So this person, is on off to either he die or he eat from the haram. Here Allah made lawful. Because even though this was mamnu', was prohibited, was not allowed, but this person is in a state of necessity, it became permissible. So everything haram, most of the things which haram, in a state of necessity, it become halal. وَالْمَكْرُوهُ عِنْدَ الْحَاجَةِ As for the makruh, the disliking things, it will be permissible when there is a need. There is a difference between need and necessity. For the haram, you cannot get close to except if you are in a state of necessity. For the disliking things, yes, you can indulge in a state of need. If there is any, you need it. You just need to have a need for it. Inshallah, I will give you an example for that. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وكل ممنوع فللضرورة يباح والمكروه عند الحاجة. So you have something haram, unlawful, but you are in a state of necessity. For it is permissible based on the necessary. But you have something which is disliked, it will not be disliked when you are in a state of need, when you need it. Yeah, it's not necessity. You can survive without it. It's not absolute requirement. You can survive without it, but you need it. In that case, then because it was disliking, you can then it will not be disliking anymore for you. He said, "Lakin ma hurrima li dhari'a." But however, what was made because of dhari'a. Yani, what was forbade is two types. There are two types. What was forbade is two categories. One was forbade because itself is prohibition, itself is evil. Like idol worshipping, like magic, like alcohol, like pork. Itself is evil. Was forbade. And something was forbade not because of itself, it's because it leads to haram. It leads to something which is evil. For instance, we'll give us an example. Na'am. Al-Khalwa. Barakallahu fiik. Like khalwa, a man and a woman being separate in a place. It was forbade because of what it leads to. Man looking at a woman, foreigner woman, it was forbade because of what it leads to. And the like. And the Shaykh gave example for that. So in that, when there is a need, it will be also, when there is a need, it will be permissible. Therefore, a man who want to engage a woman, he want to get married, it's permissible for him to look at her, even without her knowledge, without the permission of her family, but with the condition that he is sincere, he want to marry her. He's not shopping, going, everyone, no. He's someone who, that specific person, he wants to marry her. Here is a legislator for him to look at her. Yes, because this was forbade originally for what it leads to, a fitna. And now there is a need. He can survive without marrying that specific person, but there is a need, so it's permissible. For instance, as the Sheikh mentioned, يَجُزُ لِلْحَاجَةِ كَالْعَرِيَةِ Like the ariya. Al-araya, in Islam, you know, there are transactions, some products. When you switch one another, selling one to the other, has to be equal, even like the dates, the salt, the barley, and the like. It has to be equal. 1 pound of date, you cannot sell it 2 pound of bad or no. It must be regardless the quality, the quantity have to be the same. Has to be equal. $1, $1. Regardless, this dollar is old. It's turned. Doesn't change anything. Is a dollar? Is a dollar. You cannot sell $1 to $2. No. 1 pound of gold to 2 pound. You know it has to be equal. This is the deen of Allah. Okay. Now, the ulama, they say that was forbade. Why? Because it may lead to the riba called riba nasi'a. They say riba al-fadl was forbade because it leads to the riba nasi'a, which is in the debt. You don't pay on time, there will be upon you a kistara. I lend you money, if you don't pay on time, or every day you delay it, there will be. This is the clear haram. This is the clear oppression. And eating people's property unjustly. Right or wrong? So because of that, it was forbade. The ulama, they say, the other type of riba, which is riba al-fadl. But when there is a need for riba al-fadl, when there is a need, then it's permissible. How? Like the araya is someone who has a date. He has a date, it's very old date. And now is a season that the date palm have new dates. It's called rutab. It's very sweet, it's very fresh, it's new. So this person, he wants to eat from the fresh dates, not the one he was given a year and the like. You know the difference between rutab and the tamar? Two different. Rutab is fresh. Now is wet and anyway. So now this person has a need. It's not necessity. He's not dying for. But there he needs it. His family needs it. Of course, if he bring 1 pound of date and they assume how much is going to be equal to, when it will not be even, because when this date is cut off from the tree and it gets dry, it's going to lose or it's going to increase the weight. So it will not be equal to the date. But this inequality and mismatching is ignored, it's disregarded because of the need. Because this was originally forbade for the ria, for what it leads to. So, since there is a need, in this case, it's permissible. Of course, the Sharia limited that too. How much? Al-Muhim. So, what was originally forbade? Because itself is impurity, for instance. The alcohol is forbade because of its impurity. It's not allowed except in a state of necessary. Person is dying if he doesn't. Shirk is forbade, but if the person's life is being killed, is being tortured, Allah making lawful person just to say a statement of kufr while the belief, the heart is sound. Because of the necessity to save the life. Necessity is saving the life. And muhim, as for what was forbade, because of the ri'a, because it leads to haram, and also the disliking things, those two types are allowed when there is what? Need, when there is a need. Necessity is what you cannot miss. If you miss, you don't survive. And need is you can survive, but really you require, you need it. Okay, inshallah, yujuzu li hajatika al-ari. We stop here, the others are connected to. And every point, every principle, every poem the Sheikh mentioned has qawaid, has principles. The ulama, they put it another way. And it has its own proof. But now just at least to have some idea. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa sallam.